Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen and I'm joined by no one today. Guys, I just wanted to give a quick update. It has been a little while since we last released a podcast, about 3 weeks actually. The draft came and went. We had some issues with guests, getting them scheduled and some cancellations over the draft time. And of course, I have admitted several times I'm not a draft expert, so we kind of skipped the draft shows this year. But we do have some off-season programming coming up. I won't lie to you, I don't know how regular we're going to be from now to July, but I feel like once July hits, we'll really start picking up. But I can promise at least 3 or 4 episodes a month until then. So today is one of those episodes. I wanted to talk just a tiny bit about as you can tell, I'm a bit rusty, some Denver Broncos draft picks. Denver Broncos, of course, are my team. I think they had a pretty good draft. They traded down. I didn't like it at the time, but I mean, for what it was worth, that was probably the best possible scenario, because I didn't want them to reach for a defensive player, and I didn't want them to take a quarterback that high. So for what they did, I can't say I'm disappointed in it. I really like kind of what they did as far as the draft process goes in that regard. So at 20, they take Noah Fant. I like the pick. I think he's a pretty good tight end. I think he's going to have a ton of success with Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco loves his tight ends, as everyone often says. And getting a guy like Fant in there to be a good receiving tight end is great. I think Heuermann is an excellent blocking tight end. So I think that the Broncos are set there as far as blocking tight end goes. And if you look at their depth chart now, they're actually pretty deep. They have Heuermann, they have Jake Butt, who has been injured the past few years, but had tremendously high upside coming out of Michigan. So if he can stay healthy, I really do believe he can be a factor in the offense. So I think they have a pretty good tight end room, which is important because the wide receiving depth is a little bit shallow right now. And let's just jump around a little bit. Might as well talk about wide receiver Juwan Winfrey out of Colorado. This is a guy that the personnel staff from Denver were pretty high on. I've seen reports out of there that they think this guy is kind of a speed threat down the field, which is something this team doesn't really have, especially if Emmanuel Sanders is a step slower, which I kind of expect him to be coming off his Achilles injury. And I think it's Brian Willis, our good friend, I think on Twitter brought up a good point. Emmanuel Sanders could be a candidate to be cut. I think it would be a mistake, and I think the offense would really be hurt if Sanders was not in it next year. But if he's not 100% healthy, then there is a possibility, of course, that he doesn't make the final 53-man roster. Wide receiving depth is something that the team definitely needs, and with Courtland Sutton being less of a speed guy and more of a big body target, and Deshaun Hamilton being more of a route runner than anything else, Juwan Winfrey provides a nice little bit of speed to help us out in the deep passing game. If Joe Flacco can still indeed throw deep, which I think he can. If you can't tell, I am slowly talking myself into the Denver Broncos. And by week 3, I can guarantee you I will be saying this team goes to the playoffs. Completely disregard everything I say on the Broncos, basically, because this team does this to me every year. They reel me in, I think they have a good draft, and then they completely bomb. And in the back of my head, I always know we have potential to be a terrible team. But I truly think this team could be an 11 or 12 win team right now. I think the defense is going to be much better, and I think the offense can improve, especially with another one of their draft picks, Dalton Risner, who I I love the pick. I think this is the best pick they made by far. You needed to address the offensive line. A lot of people said this guy was the best offensive lineman available in the draft. And you went out and you got him. And that is awesome. Incredibly awesome that we got a good guard that can kind of help hold down that side, and a guy who can perhaps play tackle. If he's not ready to play tackle, I don't want to force him there, though, because that'll be a disaster. I think you got to have a guy who's comfortable with playing tackle to play tackle, if that makes sense. You can't just throw this guy in if he doesn't look good. A bad tackle will get Joe Flacco killed. They'd be better off with sticking with what they have right now at left tackle. If he stays as guard, that's tremendous guard depth. I think he'd take the spot next to Ronald O'Leary, who was absolutely tremendous for this team last year. I don't think O'Leary gets enough credit, really, for what he did last year. Dremont Jones, man. Dremont Jones is a guy that we took out of Ohio State. Nikki Jahabalva, I want to say, out from The Athletic. Really cool. Nikki, I'm sorry I can't pronounce your last name, but I'd love to have you on the podcast. Might try to shoot that shot. Nikki said he was absolutely tremendous in workouts, and that's pretty cool. I mean, I kind of trust her eye. I haven't been following her work that long, but I trust her eye, and I think that adds some depth to our defensive line. And then, of course, the flashy pick, I guess, is Drew Locke, who, I mean, it felt inevitable that we were going to draft Locke. I didn't want us to draft Locke, and if he turns out being a stud, I'll eat crow, of course. So I'm on the record as not being not that into Drew Locke, but I mean, for where they got him, they addressed the O-line first and then they went for him. I didn't feel like they reached for him, so I think that's I don't know, I think that's a win to me, is the fact that Locke is where he's at. And then you look at that, and it's a great draft. It's a really great draft for the team. I think that Denver is going to be pretty good next year, and that's kind of where I stand on this team right now. I'm just really excited to see what the Broncos do going forward. So I think over the next few months, I want to try to focus a little bit on team specifics and a little bit of fantasy, mainly because no one else is doing fantasy right now, and I think it's important to get some fantasy people on. So keep an eye out for some of those shows. We will try to have a show out next week. Thank you so much for bearing with us. Thank you for listening to the show. All right. I am out of here. Follow me on Twitter at Eric18Utah. Follow the podcast at EndZonePod. We will see you guys later. Peace out. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.